Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
We tell you how to dispose pesticides correctly on today's program, and later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjoui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thanks for joining us on Calling Farmers.
Switching to solar power may be expensive, but it's worth it. You don't want to find out your solar system is substandard after purchase. So be sure to buy your solar PV system from a qualified, reputable provider. Check their qualifications and experience, ask for references, and talk to previous customers. Get several quotations before choosing a supplier. Make sure you get value for your money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Pesticides are substances meant for attracting, seducing, and then destroying any pest. These include substances that kill weeds, herbicides, substances that kill insects, insecticides, substances that kill fungus, fungicides, substances that kill rodents, rodenticides, and others. While it is acceptable to use pesticides to mitigate or eradicate farm pests, you must pay attention to proper disposal of the leftover chemical and its container. Head of the Pesticides Control Authority in the Ministry of Health, Michael Ramsey, tells us why.
Simply because chemicals are harmful. Anything that will kill a pest potentially can cause damage to a human being or other unintended useful things around the home. And therefore, pesticides and other harmful chemicals need to be stored properly and disposed of properly.
When thinking of places to dispose of your unused pesticides, rivers and streams are never your best options.
Most of them are harmful to aquatic life, such as fish and other things that live in the river and stream. And secondly, that chemical will move down in the river water and may end up where somebody washes clothes, or worse, where they take some of that water to carry home for drinking purposes or cooking purposes.
Head of the Pesticide Control Authority in the Ministry of Health, Michael Ramsey. If you are unsure of how to dispose your pesticide, the storage and disposal section of the label can help. Remember, proper storage and disposal of any pesticide is extremely important. Do not pour pesticides down the drain or into water. Do not pour pesticides on the ground. Do not burn excess pesticides. Do not use pesticides for anything outside of their labeled uses. Do not discard pesticide containers in unapproved areas. And do not reuse pesticide containers. For more information, visit the Pesticides Control Authority's website at caribpesticides.net or call 967-1281 or 922-2829. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Wagan bad a man in can't come good a evening. Translation, what went wrong in the morning cannot be remedied in the evening. And this means it is unwise to spend valuable time worrying about those problems we cannot solve. Also, it makes no sense to take precautions after we carelessly allowed a situation to get out of hand.
Are you a college or university student? Do you love sports and photography? If yes, then here's a special opportunity for you. Enter the Jamaica Information Service Heritage Photo Competition. Send us a high-resolution image under the theme, I Am a Champion. Photos will be judged on interpretation of the topic, originality, composition, technicality, and impact. Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, visit jis.gov.jm. Call 926-35904, extension 2137, or send an email to heritagephoto@jis.gov.jm.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjoui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.